All right. Hello, everybody. This is Carolyn Elliott.
And I'm Layla Bernard.
And you are listening to the Sleep Over podcast. And actually, we're here. It's a beautiful morning in Anaheim, California. We're still at the DoubleTree Hilton, like we mentioned to you on our last episode, where we were recording with our friends Andrew, Kim, and Nadine about their experience in Sleep Over Mystery School. We mentioned that we were at a training on activation of the creative order with Robert and Luzette. They're both doctors, they're both reverends, they're both deep, transformative, pioneering spiritual coaches.
I would say wizards.
Absolute magicians, gorgeous wizard angels.
Wizards of
That's
love.
How we think
love
of
wizards.
Them. And we were talking over breakfast and making plans for the next year. And we figured we could record a podcast so you guys could get to know Robert and Luzette more, because Robert and Luzette have made such a huge, gorgeous impact on my life. They just opened up incredible doors, basically, like, completely saved my marriage with my beloved David in a way that I had no idea was possible in, like, one day and some Zoom sessions, which I had... completely blew open my idea of, like, what was possible in terms of healing and love and forgiveness and how deeply that can be accessed, because I just always thought if I felt some pain, I would feel that pain forever. Like, there it was.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think one of the most important things, and I think one of the reasons that we all kind of vibe, is because here we are over here in our, like, black outfits, in our existential kink vibe, knowing that all the things that, you know, we could possibly ever do are parts of us that love ourselves. And here you guys are at the Talos Center with your amazing, beautiful white angel wings, being like, yeah, well, everyone just loves themselves and every part of you is completely in love with you. And I just want to tell you that, you know, I would just love to hear you guys talk more about that conviction that you hold, because that, to me, seems like the heart of your work.
Yeah, the conviction of, every part of us is in love with us and innocence and everything.
Yeah, well, in the destination method, which it comes out of a great deal of work in a variety of different kinds of psychological and spiritual and metaphysical perspectives.
Oh, and the destination method is the form of coaching that Dr. Robert and Luzette teach. It's still recording.
We created the destination method quite some time ago. But what they're talking about right now is we have 30 convictions, and one of which is that people are innocent and incomparably good. And that no one has an inner enemy. Everyone has inner friends. That means that every single part of you, every single part of me, every single part of any human being is actively in love with the person. And that typically runs into problems with people who are imbued with the social kinds of pressures to have self-hatred. Self-hatred, self-loathing, fears, and so on. That the fear is that there's something terrible within. This is the general drift that's been taught. Is there something terrible within me? There's something that must be controlled or dominated or in some way dealt with in a powerful way. In the destination method, we are convinced and know that it's so, that there's no such thing as an inner enemy. Every single part of you is doing the best it can to produce something good, and therefore it's in love with you.
Well, I have really been enjoying just sitting in your field, Dr. Robert, and listening to you talk. And, of course, like, this is something that, you know, from my work with Carolyn and just my own observations, like, I implicitly believe this to be true. And but I just think that your way of transmitting it is so special, and I basically just want to thank you.
Thanks.
Say thank you, and also just appeal to logic, because I'm a huge nerd, stupid nerd, and
there's the thing.
And just, you know, it's like people have this fear. People walk around with this fear that there, like, must be some, like, terrible, terrible, horrible thing going on inside, a monster inside of them. Lord, I know all that about that feeling. But it doesn't even make sense once you start studying, you know, deeply into metaphysics and spirituality, because God is good and we're all good and we're all from God. So, like, where do people even think that this monster might come from? And I really appreciate how you folks frame that as, like, a misunderstanding or, like, an objection to something else that ultimately protects us, that is itself good.
It's all good. You know, I was thinking about today that in the beginning when I got into metaphysics, I was 22. And I was told in a class to write down 10 things I liked about myself. I couldn't even write a thing down. Because I was taught never to brag, never to think really good about myself. It's always about the other. So that was the beginning of my trip a long time ago. So I fully understand when people come into our work and they go, they hear all these different voices or parts that are like seeming like they're really angry or mean, but there's a good purpose to it. Every part of you loves you. So whatever age you, all of us started to make different decisions or have different beliefs about ourselves, there's parts that will hold on to it to really give you what you want, but the part might be 6 years old. So there's a way to be able to recognize and acknowledge and get the gift. We're always finding the gift in everything. I remember the first time Robert said to me, I was telling about some pain I was going through. I was a minister of a pretty big church, metaphysical church in Northern California. And he said, there's a gift in that pain. And I thought, what are you talking about? This was horrible that she did this to me, right? And so it's like, but open me to a gift in the pain. And that's like what we teach. That's what we know. I mean, that's the awareness that we waken people to with their innocence. Yeah, the being is innocent and good, and their behavior may suck, though. So we're not saying, you know, all behavior is good, but within everyone, there is goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite so, every single part. It's the hard thing for people to understand is there's a gift in suffering. And if we take a little bit of time and say, well, what is the gift of suffering of any sort? Well, generally speaking, throughout the world, whenever there is suffering, it's an opportunity for deepening in the form of compassion. The general spiritual rule, some people think of as psychological rule, is no suffering, no compassion. So it's necessary. But there's enough suffering unto the day. We don't need to do more.
Yeah,
let's,
we got it.
Let's look for some pain.
Just suffer more.
There's enough already. But when people say, well, I don't want any of this pain at all, they may not be noticing that underneath it, behind that, there's a positive intention. For example, body dreams. People have body dreams that dream, the body dreams up some illness. And the intent of the dream, of the illness, is to bring the conscious mind into attention, to pay attention. Something's not working. So people will have a tough time with some physical illness to bring the conscious mind to attention and say, take a look and see what's going on in your life. And there's a positive purpose behind the illness. And when a person ignores that positive intention, say, well, it's horrible, it's terrible, I've got to kill this part that seems to be harming my body, they miss out on the deep message and the learning, which is invariably worldwide, increased compassion. That's what the world needs more of, in my view, is a greater and greater compassion. Compassion means to suffer with or to suffer together. When one person says, well, I don't want to ever suffer in my life, they then stop themselves from being able to say, I know, I have an idea of what it's like, because when I put myself in your shoes, I remember my suffering. And then we're all in the same boat. So we can resolve body dreams. In the Destination Method, we have a multitude of tools. We have many, many tools for that.
We can resolve all suffering.
Yes, and this is what's unnecessary so thrilling. Suffering.
Well, and I just want to say that it's been so incredible watching the two of you work over the last few days and just really appreciating the deep level on which you both understand that the mind creates these little images, and we think, because it's happening so fast and kind of in our unconscious awareness, we think that we're reacting to what's happening, but we're reacting to the pictures in our head. Like, I've been having a wonderful time. Dr. Robert's been helping me so much realize how much I struggle with some issues with my dad. And obviously, Dr. Robert is not my dad. He's a super kind man who's come here to teach me so many things. And as I'm listening and having these experiences, something is happening in my brain where I'm like, it's dad. And then I'm having a total freak out. And just like, it's really been bringing to my awareness how much that happens and how much we do not respond to the world as it is, but to like maps and images that come up even before we're aware of them, and how excellent the two of you are at helping people slow down and notice that that's what's happening without shame, without making them feel like they're wrong, without making them feel like their maps have any indication that they're stupid or bad or, you know, that there's something, like you said, wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them. And recognizing those and then providing tools, like actual tools that work to speak with those maps, adjust those maps, change those maps, and thereby change your emotional experience.
Yes. It's, and so since we only have a brief amount of time this morning, I wanted to mention two things that I think are really cool and get Robert and Luzette to talk a bit more about them. One is, you know, I know pretty much our audience loves magic, loves far out things, and I am just in awe of the way that Robert's and Luzette's work accords so deeply and perfectly with Hermeticism and all of the traditions of ceremonial magic and all of the mystery schools, like the, you know, what
it's
we're...
the word. It's the mind. We're residing in the mind of God. The God has thought us all into existence, and God resides within us and is doing that actively in every moment. And we are literally creating the world with our brains.
Like what we're learning this week, the activation of the creative order, it's like the deepest hermetic spell for, you know...
Wait, if you've ever looked at the Kabbalistic tree of life and been like, gee, I wonder how I could use what this thing is telling me about reality to make things happen.
Right.
This is the process that breaks down the walking up of intention and the mind from the material world to the realm of God and speaks and dialogues directly there with and as the mind of God. Put some amazing seeds of intention in there and then walks calmly back down to the world of material effects and says, my God, it's real in the mind of God. Therefore, it's only a matter of time before it becomes real in the real world.
Yes. And so that was one thing I wanted to mention and just praise. And
praise.
Another thing is, you know, we were just talking about dates for the coach training that Robert and Luzette offer, the Talos Center offers, which is called Healing the Wounded Heart, which is, as far as I can tell, is by far the greatest coach training that exists in the world. And so, Robert and Luzette, I was just thinking about, for all of those people out there who've had a little inkling, like, hey, I might want to be a coach, or maybe they've already undergone some kind of coach training, but they feel like they're kind of floundering out
and, like,
there.
And, not really knowing what to do,
because,
and, like, how to get results.
Because I had that experience. Like, I took a coach training from One Taste, partially, and I really didn't feel like I totally knew what I was doing. And when I finally found your work, I was like, oh, they were teaching like a watered down sort of weird twisted version of what
a telephone game. You got the telephone transmission of what was being taught right here.
So so just for all of those people, like coaches or like, you know, healer type people who are frustrated with the tools that they have and want to know more, like, and also just people who have a little inkling, like, I would like to know how to heal myself, my friends, maybe I want to be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was just wondering, what would you say to them about the destination method? And
well, of course, Healing the Wounded Heart is the flagship course of the destination method. And what it's about, it's a 12-day program within which people learn precisely the structure of the mind, how the mind works, and how it produces the results it produces, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. And we learn not only that, but we learn 8 of these methods that resolve issues such as shock, trauma, internal conflict, so post-traumatic stress disorder, body dreams, all kinds of ways in which the body dreams up illnesses, codependence, addiction of every sort. It is an astonishingly powerful 12-day program in that it's only for people who are actually wanting to help somebody. If you don't want to help somebody and don't want to help yourself and don't want to know those tools, it's not a good idea to take it. But if what you're interested in doing is helping yourself and others to actually have measurable change, it's necessary to then know that measurable change comes from the immeasurable source, which is the mind, which nobody can find anywhere. The mind is not the brain. The mind is completely different. It's non-local. And it is, however, it has a structure. And the structure is that it's made of representations or pictures, sounds, feelings, tastes, and smells. And those representations or maps create our emotional life. Well, in Healing the Wounded Heart, not only do we go through the background of that, so there's a context in which people can hold so that they can hold these tools. Then there's practice, and practice is it's a 12-day program. It's got 6 days and then a month in between so that people practice. We don't want anybody who comes to it who isn't actually saying, gee, I want to practice this because I really want to help people. If people are not interested in practicing, we don't want them to show up. But if you're interested in practicing what? The ability to do things like resolve post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, if you look on Google, you'll see that there's essentially no way to do that. If you go to psychology departments in virtually any university in the world, they'll say, no, post-traumatic stress disorder is something that might take months or years, and they don't tell you that the structure of PTSD, the structure of trauma, is, in this way, is something of a memory. What's resolved is not the trauma. If a person was raped or harmed or in a car accident years ago, that trauma is over. Completely over. So we don't resolve the trauma. The trauma's over. What is it that we'd resolve? The memory of the trauma, because that's what's creating the problem. Post-traumatic means after the trauma, there is an unnecessary stress. That's what PTSD means, if you just break it apart. So we're always telling people, look, the trauma's over and you're upset. Well, then you can't be upset about the trauma. It has to be about the way you think of the trauma. Alter that thinking and you will be free of it. Typically, Luzette and I, when we work together, we see somebody between 1 and 3 sessions for the resolution of what they're calling trauma. It doesn't matter what the trauma is. I've worked with hundreds of thousands of people, so it's not just a couple of people down the block. I've worked around the world in 20 different countries, and I continue to do what I'm doing, and I have 100% success rate with the resolution of painful memories. But I don't have 100% success rate when somebody comes and says, fix me, and then they sit down with their back to me. I can't help them. They're not interested. Or if they come in and they're drunk or they're stoned, I won't be able to help them. But if they come and they say, I want this and I'm willing to pay attention to what you're saying, I have no doubt that they'll walk away without the painful memory that they had before, and they'll feel that relief.
Well, in our classes, it's not just you learn how to do it, you go through it. And that's what's unique with what we do. So people have a real experience of change, of trauma, grief, conflict. Conflict's primary in making changes and integrating the opposites. I mean, there's so many things, but the beauty is that everyone's doing it. We're not just talking about it.
So since there's so much more to be said about this, but since we have such a brief time this morning, I guess I was wondering, for those out there listening who might be thinking like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
That sounds like a miracle. I would like a miracle done on me, and I want to do miracles.
Yeah, and they're just sitting there thinking like, wow, okay, well, so this is happening. I can tell you guys listening, it's happening in March and in
March
May.
March 21st to the 26th.
March 21st to the 26th.
May 2nd to the 7th.
May 2nd to the 7th, 2023, here in Anaheim, California. And the cost is $15,000.
Yes. 12 days.
And I know that you guys have financing options available, and it's 12 days. So, yeah, so it's 6 days in March, 6 days in May, and we'll put the dates in so folks can have it in front of them. But I guess what I'm thinking about, because I know that you two know so deeply the value of this work, for anybody thinking like, wow, I don't know exactly like how to get that money or how to arrange for that travel, if you could just, you know, frame the value of it for them and like what can result from investing that time and money, that would be so helpful to help.
Well, the result that people have if they take the course and if they study and if they master these things by working on them, then they're able to offer to the public the resolution of these kinds of sufferings.
We have a full-time coaching career. We've had people come in that go, I just want to learn this for myself. That's all.
Yeah.
Can I learn it just to help myself? Go, yes, absolutely. Well, this one woman that did that, then when she started practicing, she realized how much she loved it. She'd helped herself heal so much in her life. She ended up becoming an addiction specialist coach. Now, through using our work, then she got into different organizations and worked with them. And she said she started to learn their methods of healing. She said it was nothing compared to what she knew in helping people resolve addictions.
And resolve that.
So that's just also grief. Another part. You can do it for yourself or for coaching. But Do it for yourself and may end up in coaching.
The major problem with the healing the wounded heart and the work that we do in the Destination Method, the major drawback is that when we talk about it, it sounds completely unbelievable. And I don't blame anybody for that.
Wizards.
No, it's not. It's that the reason why it sounds unbelievable is because people have not been doing it. So if, when people then do it and they change their minds and therefore change their emotional life, it becomes obvious. For example, many years ago, I wrote my master's. I have a Master of Science degree in counseling and mental health and marriage and family therapy and all that kind of stuff. And long before my doctorate, and in the master's degree, I wrote it about grief because my father committed suicide. I wanted to know how to resolve those kinds of emotional issues, trauma and grief. And there were, at the time, no one could do that. But now, grief is resolvable. This is shocking.
Miracle.
It's magic.
It's magic.
Yeah, so there's that.
Love to you all and magic land. I've got to go open up our class.
Yeah, oh, okay. We got
to test some people.
Get ready to go to class so we can learn how to do the miracles, people.
Right. Miracle time.
But we'll have more conversations.
Sure.
And
Dr. Robert is such a humble wizard.
They could call us if they want.
Yeah, do you want to give your phone number?
Yeah,
your...
you could call our office number, which is 714-577-5717. That's an office number. And if you want to email us, you can email me. Just Robert@telloscenter.com. Telos is TELOS Center, CENTER.com. Telos just means the ultimate goal of all goals, which, of course, is happiness for human beings, as Aristotle said. But it's more than that. It's transpersonal, spiritual, metaphysical. It is magic. And so we're about that. And if you're interested in communicating with us, let us know. We'll respond. I get phone calls and I get emails, so it's no problem at all. And I'm glad to be here. It's wonderful to be here talking with Carolyn and Layla, because this is exactly what it is that we want to share more and more throughout the world, to have everybody have an opportunity to resolve unnecessary suffering. There's a great deal of unnecessary... There's a lot of necessary suffering, which means I don't know how to solve it. I don't know the positive purpose, and I don't know how to solve it. But now there's vast amounts of unnecessary suffering because I know how to solve it, and when the client finds the positive function of that suffering, it's unbeatable. We integrate those two, and the people actually get the resolution that they're seeking. So you guys are making it possible for me to let other people know, and I'm grateful. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Robert. All right, everybody. Well, so thank you so much for listening. Remember to like, follow, subscribe, comment. All of that helps us with the algorithm and helps us get to know you. We'll try to type some information into the description here so you can more easily access Dr. Robert and Luzette. And we'll have more to say about it, but we just really wanted to let you guys hear their voices because they're...
Yeah, I really wish you could see these people. They're like the most benevolent, amazing Southern California wizards I've ever seen in my life. And
the true flowering of the finest.
Yeah, it's there. I mean... Just come and see for yourself, I guess, is all I'm trying to say.
All right. Bye, everybody. Love you.